We'll get to those HO questions in just a bit, but Jonathan Rand has to sing.
Yeah.
It's time for Rand to
acapella the news.
Big thanks to Gilio for the suggestion for this song. So basically, we're playing the Rangers tomorrow night, right? And hopefully for the next, you know, at least four games if we want to sweep them. But, you know, hopefully we can just, you know, take care of them. But we don't know the Rangers as well as we knew the Bruins. So we're trying to help the fans out. We introduced you to Mika Zibanejad yesterday. Today we're introducing you to Artemi Panarin. Or,
no.
Or
the bread man?
Or, as his nickname is, the bread man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, Rand.
Yep.
Well, I'm the bread man. They call me Artemi. Hey, you want some points? Because I got too many. Been in the league since 2015. Watch that second line go. Man, this is routine. I'm on a big deal to no one's surprise with the numbers I've got. Watching that dough rise. One of the best nicknames in the NHL. No sponsorship yet, far as I can tell. Everybody in New York, yeah, they try to be bold. They yell, hey, bread man. This is getting old. Guess it's all good. Yeah, it could be worse. At least now you all get to catch this verse from the bread man.
Bread man.
Yeah, that's me.
Bread man, bread man.
Oh, call me Artemi.
Bread man, bread man.
As fast as I can. Man, forget this. Who am I?
The bread man.
I'm just impressed you found the background music for that.
I am too.
If you've never heard Dope Man by NWA, that's what that song is a cappella of. If you're under the age of, I don't know, 30, don't listen to Dope Man without parental supervision. Yes.
Don't.
It was a different time, kids. It was a different time.
Different Rest time. Easy, Easy E.
Jeez. Man. Let's
I'm glad he was not here for that, but I thought Rand acquitted himself nicely.
Look, man, when Rand raps, good stuff.
Thank
let's
you.
Let's answer some HO questions.
Joe cracked the door.
Oh, man. I'm just glad OVS caught my Watch the Dough Rise reference.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. I appreciate that.
Thank you. First up from Matt on Twitter. Hey, Joe, what are your thoughts on working in a hillbilly town?
Yeah, man. Yeah. This is now two markets in a row, Boston and New York, going up as the Canes. And the home markets are like, hillbillies. Although there's a difference between hillbillies and rednecks. Although my dad always taught me that every culture has their own version of rednecks. My dad loves to refer to himself as a Cuban redneck because our family, the Ovias side of things, comes from the redneck part of the island, Guajiro. That's the Cuban term for redneck.
Do you like fishing? And your dad does like auto racing.
He loves auto racing. Yes. My dad goes and shoots a shotgun. He shoots skeet, man. My dad's all about that life.
He's
okay?
There.
He's into it.
He did it.
So, yeah. And by the way, people are like, well, you have to have hills to be hillbillies. Y'all heard of North Hills? That's where, like, all your favorite Canes live anyway. So technically, I guess, the Hurricanes are hillbillies. Next up.
Next up from Robert on Twitter. Hey, Joe, how exhausting is this week on Twitter for you with the amount of Rangers fans in your mentions? Heck, I'm a Rangers fan, and I can't stand about 90% of them.
You know, is it Rangers fans or media? The hillbilly tweet was from someone from Sports New York, right?
Yeah. So I think there's two. Okay, there's two separate conversations. There is.
I mean, Rangers fans live here. It's not like they're going to talk bad about here.
I am curious. Okay. I am curious. If you moved here from New York or you spent time in New York and you moved here, 860-5-FAN, 860-5-3-2-6, I am curious to hear from people who moved here from New York. Is part of the reason why you moved here is because you cannot stand other New Yorkers and that you actually are okay with not having run into other New Yorkers here. I'm just curious. Like, if New Yorkers in and of themselves are exhausted by each other, so they just want to get the hell out of there. Only New Yorkers can answer that question. I cannot answer that question. I am not a New Yorker. I never spent time in New York other than being a tourist. But you know how I feel about New York media, man. It's 2022.
Well, that's where this tweet came from. Yeah.
It's 2022, and people are acting like, you know, New York is still the epicenter of everything. No, most of your sports teams suck. The Knicks have been irrelevant for a long time. The Nets imploded. Seriously.
They don't get to claim the Nets. That's Brooklyn.
What is the best professional sports team in New York?
It's the Rangers.
It is the Rangers. Yeah. It is the Rangers. Your football teams stink. Your baseball teams can't get out of your own way.
Those aren't their football teams, though. They play in East Rutherford.
I understand. But people try to act like New York sports fandom is like the epitome of sports fandom.
I'm sorry. We got to call timeout. Yeah. Yankees are their best team.
Yankees are the best team?
Sorry. Okay. My bad.
Okay.
I forgot about the Yankees.
Well, that's kind of the problem, isn't it?
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Mets are... Rand?
It's...
Baseball person?
It's
middle
May,
of May,
it's
man.
May, it's May 17th,
the Mets are good
man.
Now.
Yeah, middle of May.
Right. It's Mets May. Mm-hmm. It's Mets May.
Congratulations to April World Series champion New York Mets.
Yep. That's hold
Champions
up until,
Classic.
Yeah, yeah. Let's wait till mid-June before we check in on the Mets.
At least. Yeah. Like, come on. Braves right. didn't take over first place last year until mid-August.
All right, next up.
You remember the Braves, the defending, reigning World Series champions?
We get it.
From Ben on Twitter. Okay. Hey, Joe. I'm considering joining the North Carolina Hurricanes ice hockey postseason bandwagon. But I need to know first if more than 5% of the noise at the ESA is fake noise before moving forward with said seasonal fandom. Please confirm. Until then, my bandwagon deal is on hold. I love every bit of that. ESA.
So some random
That's a good Elon Musk rip right there.
A fake person on Twitter, not even a real account, tweets out that there's fake noise in PNC Arena. Yes. That now becomes somehow a narrative because a person with an egg account tweets out, The timing, the sound is off. Like, what are you even talking about? Were you in the building or not? Like, this is the game of telephone in 2022 that I can't stand. I can't stand stuff like this. Crap that's tweeted that somehow becomes fact.
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
This is what Elon Musk wants to get rid
of. Come on.
Until he's not. Shout out to Elon Musk, who's trying to get out of buying Twitter now. That was the news of the day. He's like, I don't know. It's on hold until I know the real bot accounts. Okay, sure, Elon. You don't have the money. That's what it comes down to. Dude doesn't have the money anymore because he sunk his own tech stocks with his whole moves. But that's another conversation.
But again, how could Twitter be worth $45 billion that you don't... John Cusack, we're not selling anything processed. We're not processing anything sold. What are we doing?
All right.
Than spreading falsehoods about pretty much everything.
Including crowd noise at PNC Arena. Next up.
Next up from Michael on Twitter. Hey, Joe, Peter Luger's or Angus Barn?
I don't carry cash, so I'll just go to the Angus Barn on that alone. Luger's is a very famous steakhouse in Brooklyn. It's cash only.
Wow.
Cash only. And it's not cheap, so... I don't carry that amount of cash, so I'm not going to Peter Luger's. I've never been to Peter Luger's. I don't know if the steak is legit or not. Not the point. I don't carry cash, so I'm not going. Angus Barn it is. It can't have the vibe of Angus Barn. I know that. Do they have the cheese and crackers at Peter Luger's? Probably not. Can I get a relish plate at Peter Luger's? Probably not.
Well, that's good.
Right? Next up. What were you going to say?
Are you a steak person? Like, do you like going out for steak? Because this is where I struggle. I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just saying I can cook a steak fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out to eat, I like to go somewhere where they do something better than I do.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I also find, like, with steak, like if you go to, like, the butcher's market and get a great cut of meat,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm sorry, but I can probably cook that as well as Sullivan's or the Angus Barn. Now there's an experience and there's an atmosphere. There's definitely like, hey, I want to go spend my anniversary at the Angus Barn. Cool.
Yes.
But for me, if you're saying, hey, where do you want to go out to eat? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get something that I can't make better.
Yeah, that's why I go get sushi.
I can't make sushi.
And I love sushi. So
it's odd that we can't make something that's not cooked.
Right.
But
you're asking me to roll seaweed and rice and get all that stuff. And
the dexterity in my hands.
And cut the tuna just right. I can't. I can't do any of that stuff. I cannot do any of that stuff. So this is why I love sushi.
You know there are people who don't like sushi. I don't know who these people are, but I don't like them.
I know people who don't like sushi.
What? How did you not like sushi?
I don't know. Texture? I have no idea. But you just actually hit on it with the steakhouse thing.
Yeah.
It's the experience.
Yeah.
Like the people who try to act too cool for school. Like, for instance, there is a population out there. Like, you go on Reddit. You go to the Raleigh Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, like, every couple of months, there'll be a Raleigh Reddit post of, what are the most overrated places in Raleigh? And invariably, the Angus Barn will show up. And I'm sitting here going, you idiots are missing the freaking point about the Angus Barn. Okay, can you get a better steak somewhere else? I don't know, man. That's up to you. Like, only you can tell me that. But you know what you can't do?
I can't make any of those desserts.
Can't make, well, not even that. Because Kelly can make the chest pie. It's pretty freaking good.
Well, yeah, I can too, actually.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Rance, you can't make chest pies.
You can't get the experience.
No.
You can't get the turkey lounge.
No, I was going to say the
turkey lounge. You can't get that wine selection. You can't get any of that stuff. So you're missing the point. Oh, steak is overrated. You're dope. You're dope. Straight up. Because you're missing the entire point of going out in the first place. Off my soapbox. Next up.
I'm going to make a chest pie and bring it in just to spite you, Julio. No, it's fine. It's fine. And right. I'm going to have you say I was wrong on the air. It's going to be amazing. Next up from Joel on Twitter. Hey, Joe, hypothetical. You're walking around in Florida and Tom Brady rides up. You only have enough time to make one statement or question. What do you ask or say about 2022?
Oh, that's easy. If I saw Tom Brady and I'm in Florida, I just look at him and I go, retire, blank. I can't say the rest of it.
Do we actually want him to, though? Because it's more fun for us.
No, retire already. Retire. I hope this season, when it's finally over, that not a single person, they just go, let me retweet what I wrote last year. Like, I want no coverage. It's like, look, if you want to know what we had to say about Tom Brady, just do a Google search for what we said this time last year. Cool? Cool. Moving on.
You said I get one thing to ask?
One thing.
Why do you hate your family and your supermodel wife? I mean, why?
There's an old saying.
I know.
Next up.
We did have a whole show where we didn't talk about Brady at all. It was great. That was like the day after he announced.
I wasn't giving him the time of day.
That was awesome. Next up from Ralph on Twitter. Hey, Joe, is Raleigh a hockey town? Is it maybe becoming a hockey town? What were the Canes TV ratings for the playoffs so far?
Well, actually, the ratings for the Canes have been good. ESPN's ratings for the Canes games in the opening round were good. I mean, people are like, oh, Boston market. No, when we talk about the Boston market, we talk about the amazing meatloaf. Thank you very much.
Corn salad.
Dude, the sides at the Boston market, just the sides plate, you're good to go. No, the Canes have players you want to watch, and there's enough Canes. The area has grown enough, and there's enough interest over the last 4 years that ratings have actually been pretty good. Again, not a surprise. If you're consistently good for 4 years, you're in a cup window, people are going to watch. Ain't rocket science. Next up.
Next up from Dimitri on Twitter. Hey, Joe, if we're all playing checkers, what game is Elon Musk playing?
Calvin Ball. He's just making up the rules as he goes along. Shout out to all my Calvin and Hobbes readers from back in the day.
That's good.
Next up.
Next up from Laura on Twitter. Hey, Joe, will Kendrick's album get men to go to therapy?
No, because men would rather read old Calvin and Hobbes comic strips than go to therapy. Actually, men would rather do Sporkle than go to therapy.
It doesn't count?
No, it does not count. Yeah, the Kendrick Lamar album, which came out. Shout out to Adam Gold, who I think is listening, who once referred to him as Lamar Kendrick.
Batman Adebayo.
Hey, we all have those moments. So, yeah, the Kendrick Lamar album came out on Friday, and there's a lot going on. But one of the central themes is therapy and breakthroughs in therapy. But guys are going to listen to that and just go, they would rather debate which Kendrick Lamar album is better. They'd rather debate who's a better lyricist, Kendrick or Drake, than go to therapy. Next up.
Oh, no, Joe.
Last up from Bonnie on Twitter. Hey, Joe, I'm in New York City this week. I made sure to pack my Canes gear. So any suggestions where to watch game one up here?
The ESPN zone? I'm kidding. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, R.I.P.
People were making a big deal out of $18 Michelob Ultras at the PGA Championship.
Yep.
I remember going to the ESPN Zone one time to go watch. I want to say it was a Carolina State basketball game. And I'll never forget looking at the beer prices at the ESPN Zone in Times Square going, it was like $12 for a Miller Lite. Excuse me? No, thank you. But if you're looking for people who are North Carolina centric, I would not be surprised if there's a barbecue place called Brother Jimmy's, I think it's called. I want to say it's called Brother Jimmy's. Not Uncle Jimmy's, Brother Jimmy's. They got a couple like locations in New York that it's an ACC-centric place. I think that's what it's called. Dinosaur Barbecue will not watch the Carolina Hurricanes, even though that's a place we do like.